Tom O'Rourke from Heartland Nature Center joins us this morning for North Shore. Good morning, Tom.
Hello, good morning.
Just a gorgeous morning today. That haze from Canada is quite something to see. It was a red sky all afternoon yesterday as well, an orange, kind of burnt orange sky, ironically, I think. A burnt orange sky, the smoke from those forest fires, but it does add to the beauty of the North Shore quite a bit.
Yeah, and those fires all the way from Saskatchewan affects us here in northern Minnesota. Amazing to me.
That high atmosphere must be sort of a jet stream pushing that stuff down here so quickly that it doesn't dissipate by the time it gets here.
I always think, what must it be in northern Saskatchewan if it's this hazy here? Right.
Must be wearing surgical masks trying to walk through the town.
That's so. Right.
Well, here on the North Shore, things are quite beautiful, haze or not, and glad to have you here this morning to talk about things.
Yeah, although this is probably the season for adventuring up the North Shore, I'm going to talk a little bit about two books. One recently released, just a wonderful book called North Shore, fittingly, A Natural History of the North Shore, and the other one, a novel, The Lighthouse Road, by Peter Gay, which is set up the North Shore at the turn of the last century. I should tell you, if you're looking for lighter summer reading fare, probably neither of these are going to qualify, but definitely the North Shore book will not. It weighs in at, 10 pounds. It's 600 pages, so it's relatively dense. A lot of beautiful photographs, however. If you're camping in a windstorm, you could use it to anchor the corner of your tent.
There you go. Great.
It is really a great book. It doesn't shy away from science and looking at research happening on the North Shore, ecological data. One of their goals was to try to make those specialists' information accessible to the masses, and I think they do a really good job of it. Like any good book, it hinges on storytelling, and so they put themselves in the story. So if they're talking about trout restoration on a given stream, part of the narrative is them going out with these ecologists in the field and stomping around and tromping around and getting muddy and dirty. So it's a really wonderful book in that way.
Yeah, it's a very very heavy looking book, but you can tell just by looking at the sides of the pages, there are some beautiful photographs in there. You can see the full color photographs just kind of bubbling out of the side of the book. So it looks like it's quite a thing. But you say they're making the science very accessible. They're not standing back behind the data and trying to let it do all the talking.
Yeah, and one of their motivations, this book was apparently 20 plus years in the making. So you should give yourself time to read it if they're willing to take that long to compile and write it.
It'll take some years. Okay.
But they, one of the things in the book that stood out to me, and I guess we understand it, is this part of the country is so relatively undeveloped. Most of the time, in order to find large swaths of land that are undeveloped like this, you have to go west. And so thinking about ecological decisions that we make in the future, increased pressure from development. And so they're trying to say, let's provide a framework, an ecological framework, that we can look at all of these future land use issues that we're going to come up against through the lens of this cultural and natural history of the North Shore. It's broken out into different sections: headwaters, highlands, nearshore, Lake Superior, and islands, like Isle Royale. And so they're really trying to find the individual stories. And you look at the chapter headings, for example, there's a whole chapter on the star-nosed mole. Do you know anything about the star-nosed mole?
I've seen photographs of star-nosed moles, but to say that I know anything about them, probably not.
Yeah, they're very bizarre-looking creatures, and there's a 20-page chapter on it. But through the lens of these smaller stories, you end up getting this bigger picture of the North Shore, its history, the critters that call it home, even the names of places and where those names originated. So it's just a really fascinating book. It's newly released. We actually are selling, I'm not trying to shill for Hartley, but we do have copies available at Hartley. The authors came by last week and did a reading on their promo tour at Hartley. So I haven't read all of it, I will admit, but what I've seen and what I've read thus far, it's been fascinating. And I don't have a science background. I'm an English major, and I like a ripping good yarn. And so I feel like, with the dense data that they have, they've done a really good job.
Well, I like too that you said you've described the different sections that they're not just focusing on the shoreline itself, but the lake, the islands, also the land a little further in, and how that affects the North Shore itself. So that's a good thing that they're really looking at a wider geographical throw and not just that slim line along the shore itself.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's probably why it took them 20 years or so to pull off. So that's a wonderful book, maybe more of a winter reading book when we're inside slightly more. The other one has been out for a while, but it's a novel called The Lighthouse Road by Peter Gay, and it is set in the fictional town of, it's basically Grand Marais, really, 100-plus years ago. So at the formation of that town, obviously it's totally fictional, but he did a lot of historical research. So I don't know if you've read the book, let's see, Cold Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
It's similar to that book in that the landscape is almost a character. You know, the landscape is so richly evoked, and it sort of has this slow, languid pace to it.
Mm.
But you really get a sense of the North Shore because of that. Some of it takes place in logging camps. You know, there's bootleggers running whiskey on Lake Superior. There's storms and shipwrecks and love and deceit, and it's a really wonderful book, atmospheric in that way. But you really get a sense that the author connects with, identifies with, and loves the North Shore.
Hmm. Reminds me of like Michener too, who would spend chapters just describing the scenery before he even tells the story. So.
That's right. That's right. And there are moments, you know, where you kind of go, okay, yeah. I get it. It's the fog is rolling in off the lake, and the trees are cracking in the cold, and all of that. Like, get me to the characters.
Yeah.
But it's a really good book. So, if you can't venture up the North Shore this summer, or if you are and you want to learn more about it, certainly the North Shore book would be a great companion on your travels. And if you're looking for a little escapist literature that deals with the North Shore, by all means, check out The Lighthouse Road. Both of these books are really great.
Wonderful. You know, I think one of the great things about the North Shore is its relaxed pace, and having a good book, even if you're out there hiking around, you can stop and read for a while. So that's a very, very northern Minnesota way to go.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, Tom, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it. North Shore, Tom O'Rourke from Heartland Nature Center here joining us today. On 103.3 KMD. Funding for this program provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.